Cruise Mornings with Stacy and Clayton.
My parents live in a small town in Manitoba, and I'm not going to be able to make it out there this year for Mother's Day, which is a bummer. You always want to spend time with your mom on Mother's Day, hey? That's literally all they want. I'm going to call my mom right now. Hopefully she's up. And I'm going to give her her Mother's Day presents on the air. You'll see. 204, dun-dun-dun, dun-dun, dun-dun. All right, let's see if she picks up here.
Hello?
Hi, Mom.
Oh, no.
I'm not going to embarrass you on air, okay? I promise this time. Mom, here's the deal. Okay. Here's the deal, Mom. No, it's nothing bad. It's nothing bad. I know
pretty early in the morning, you know.
I know I've pranked you in the past, but this time it's a prank on me, okay?
Oh.
Because Sunday is obviously Mother's Day, and I don't think I'm going to be able to make it up to Manitoba for it. So I'm going to give you my Mother's Day gift right now. You, like most mothers, love to embarrass your children. I believe that's half the reason why people have kids, is so that they can embarrass them later on in life. Am I right?
Well, to make up for the times that you embarrass us.
Yes. Exactly! So my Mother's Day gift to you is letting you tell an embarrassing story from my childhood to everyone listening right now.
Oh, this isn't on the radio, is it?
Oh, yeah. You get to embarrass me.
Dear. Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
You get to embarrass me in front of all of Saskatoon. This is like the dream for you.
Oh, boy. Just one thing?
Just one.
Oh, come on.
I know there were lots.
Oh, no. One. Okay, think hard. Oh, hey, what about when you watch Pinocchio, remember who was your favorite little character in Pinocchio?
Oh, I know where this is going.
I think his name was, Jiminy Cricket, was Pinocchio's conscience. Do you remember little conscience? Clayton had a little imaginary friend named Conscience. Clayton had a lot of friends, but Conscience was a special, special friend. He was your imaginary friend, but we made room at the table for Conscience and in the van and on the couch. And one time you phoned him up for a sleepover, and Dad went out and actually drove outside and took off with the car, and you were running around the house all excited, jumping up and down the stairs. And when Dad came home and you had your nose pressed up against the window, and you were so excited that Conscience was coming for sleepover. And heck, we used to have birthday parties for Conscience. But we also had birthday parties for your teddy and your hamsters, too. So
why did I think this was a good idea? Oh man.
Hey, fast forward. Remember in grade 12 when you were doing the variety show and you were the MC for the talent show and you dropped the F-bomb in front of the whole audience?
I tried to forget that night, Mom. I permanently erased that memory from my brain until you brought this up.
Well, this has been fun. Normally, I don't look forward to seeing you calling me, but no, this has been fun.
This is probably the best Mother's Day gift I've ever given you, hey? Because you thought it was going to be a prank, and really, it turned out to be the highlight of your day.
Well, of course. Nothing usually ever comes good out of these phone calls, but yes, this was. It has been fun. Thank you very much for brightening my day. I love you.
Love you, too.